Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What to Expect Pregnancy Journal and Organizer, the All-in-One Pregnancy Diary by Heidi Murkoff, is a guided pregnancy journal and practical organizer designed for expectant parents who want to document and manage the 9 months of pregnancy in one place. It belongs to the broader What to Expect brand, which is widely associated with pregnancy guidance. But this volume is different from a traditional advice book because its main purpose is interactive use. Rather than presenting long explanatory chapters, it offers prompts, planning space, and organizational sections that help users record milestones, such as the first positive test, ultrasounds, first kicks, and early labor signs. It also supports the logistical side of pregnancy by creating a central place for doctor visit notes, questions, shopping lists, medication tracking, and birth planning. The result is a hybrid format that functions both as a keepsake and as a working tool. Its appeal lies in combining memory preservation with day-to-day preparation, making it especially useful for readers who want structure without losing the personal character of a pregnancy diary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided diary built around pregnancy milestones and personal memory. The core identity of this book is as a write-in-pregnancy diary, and that makes it different from a standard prenatal guide. Instead of mainly teaching, it asks the reader to participate by recording key moments as they happen. The prompts center on emotionally meaningful stages such as the first positive test, ultrasound appointments, first kicks, contractions, and the first time holding the baby. This structure matters because pregnancy is often remembered in fragments, and a guided diary turns those fragments into a continuous record. The design encourages regular reflection without requiring the user to invent entries from scratch, which lowers the barrier to journaling. At the same time, the prompts help shape memory by highlighting moments that are both medically relevant and personally significant. That balance between guided structure and personal expression is one of the book's strongest features. It is not just a place to write. It is built to help users notice and preserve the sequence of experiences that define pregnancy from beginning to early postpartum. Secondly, an organizer for appointments, questions, and pregnancy logistics. A major strength of the book is that it treats pregnancy as a planning process, not only an emotional journey. The organizer sections are designed to hold practical information that can otherwise become scattered across calendars, phone notes, and paper scraps. Users can keep track of provider visits, prepare questions for doctors, record medications, and build shopping lists or birth plans. This makes the book useful as a single reference point during a period when many details compete for attention. The organizational value is especially clear for readers who want to arrive at appointments prepared and reduce the chance of forgetting important questions or instructions. By merging journaling with planning, the book acknowledges that pregnancy involves both memory and administration. It supports decision-making by giving structure to recurring tasks and ongoing preparations. This practical function also broadens its usefulness beyond sentimentality, since it can actually help users manage the workflow of pregnancy in a more orderly and less stressful way. Thirdly, a keepsake format that captures the emotional arc from pregnancy to fourth trimester. The book is designed not only for use during pregnancy, but also as a long-term keepsake. Its prompts and sections extend into the period after birth, sometimes described as the fourth trimester, which signals that the experience of becoming a parent does not end at delivery. This makes the book more complete than journals that stop at labor or birth. The inclusion of early postpartum reflection allows users to record how pregnancy transitions into life with a newborn, including the highs and lows that often define that adjustment period. That broader time frame gives the book emotional depth because it preserves both anticipation and aftermath. The physical diary format supports this purpose as well, since a written record can be kept and revisited years later in a way that digital notes often are not. The book therefore serves a dual role. It helps users manage the present moment, and it creates an artifact of a life stage that many people later want to remember in detail. This keepsake function is central to its identity and explains much of its appeal. Fourthly, compact portable design with a personalizable O-band cover. The book's physical design is part of its function. It is described as compact enough to carry in a bag, which is important because pregnancy information and planning often need to be accessible outside the home. A portable format makes it easier to bring to appointments, complete entries on the go, and keep notes close at hand when questions arise. The removable O-band around the front cover adds another layer of practical and personal design. It allows the diary to feel more customized once the user begins filling it in, reinforcing the idea that the book becomes a personal object rather than a generic notebook. This detail may seem small, but it reflects a broader approach in which usability and emotional ownership are both considered. The design does not distract from content. It supports consistent use by making the journal easy to carry, easy to identify, and more intimate as a personal record. For a pregnancy organizer, this kind of physical convenience is a meaningful feature because it encourages regular engagement across many different settings. Lastly, a companion piece to the What to Expect Pregnancy brand rather than a medical handbook. This book stands out because it is positioned as a companion to What to Expect when you're expecting rather than a replacement for it. That distinction is important for understanding what the journal does best. The well-known What to Expect title provides information and guidance, while this journal provides a space to document, organize, and personalize that experience. As a result, it belongs to the same pregnancy ecosystem, but serves a different purpose. Readers who want detailed medical explanations or broad pregnancy education would usually turn to the main guide, while readers who want an interactive record of their own pregnancy would use this journal. That separation of roles helps explain its niche value. It is less about delivering comprehensive advice and more about helping users apply, track, and remember what is happening in their own lives. In a crowded pregnancy category, that makes it distinctive. It appeals to readers who want both structure and self-documentation, and it works best when understood as a practical companion to informational pregnancy reading. In conclusion, this book is best suited for expectant parents who want a structured way to remember pregnancy, while also staying organized through appointments, planning, and postpartum adjustment. It is especially useful for readers who like guided journals, want to track details in one place, or prefer a tangible record they can keep after birth. Its main benefit is that it combines emotional documentation with practical management, so it does not force a choice between a keepsake and a working tool. That combination is what makes it stand out in the pregnancy journal category. Many similar books lean heavily toward memory keeping or toward scheduling, but this one does both with a format built around real pregnancy milestones and everyday logistics. It also benefits from its connection to the broader What to Expect brand, since readers already familiar with that series may appreciate a companion that translates information into personal record keeping. For users who want to preserve the experience of pregnancy in a more complete and organized way, this diary offers a clear, focused, and functional approach. If you would like to support Heidi Murkoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.